to Wales and hockey tales with Wally. For the fans, to the players, living their hockey dream. To Wales and hockey tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sander Uski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I introduce you to another Shed guy. And remember, kids, when it is fun, Two Wales and Hockey Tales with Wally. 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 Throw me some chocolate, please.
Another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I'm so excited to have on 11, 12, and 13 year olds and a couple old fellas from Kincardine, Ontario, Canada. They enter the Shed legends and are my favorite team in the world. They ran amok of the regular season, finishing with a record of 18-1. Winning is fun. They are the hardest working team in hockey and the most penalized. We did finish second in the Bracebridge tournament, and it was the opposite of winning. But these puppies and coaches are champions and became just that when they collected their gold medals at the Bell River A tournament and never lifted a trophy because they didn't have one. What a joke. They are set to take on anyone in our way in the upcoming playoffs. And I know they will do whatever it takes, and I couldn't be a prouder coach of the people and players they have become. Welcome to the Shed. Knox Cowlick, Jack Moe, Cole Wilsack, Andrew Humphrey, Dylan Savage, Hayden Adams, Jacob Ginman, Sam Humphrey,
yes.
Walton, Colton Bernard, Owen Burton, Brady Collins is finally here this time and not in Florida.
What?
Golden Dalton, Sheldon Holt, Damian Sidlowski, I think, is on vacation this time. Jared Adams, Jason Holt, the namer of the Shed, and Big Daddy Humper. Well, welcome to the Shed, guys. So this is going to be a mess. There's a lot of you, but I guess you guys are COVID kids, so you guys have probably done this sort of thing before, eh?
Don't worry.
Dylan!
What's he doing now already?
Jeez. He threw his cat off the chair.
Savage, come on. Clean it up over there.
I have a question, Mr.
Go ahead, Rooster. What's the question?
Nothing. I just wanted to put my hand up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys do that, eh? When it's your turn to talk, that's it's a new thing in the world. You know what's neat for me is that nobody had a problem joining the call today. You guys have all done this before. Usually the old boys I have on here, they don't even know how to get on Zoom, you know?
Wait, you guys know how to do it right now?
Huh? You guys keep flipping around. I don't know who's talking to who. I don't know how we're going to do this today. There's a lot of you, but I do know that Jared Adams is around. Where is he on my
right
screen?
Here.
There you are. And you are my co-coach, and thanks for being my co-coach. I couldn't have had a better partner this season, so thanks, dude.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, man. You know, right from the start, we had a vision, and we rocked and rolled throughout the year. It's been fun.
It's been interesting how much we've been on the same page with everything. And yeah, we have killed a lot of penalties, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have. Yeah. Definitely not by design, but we became pretty proficient at penalty killing.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. So I do think we have been getting better at it. But what's interesting about it is I've never seen you guys take selfish penalties. I've never seen anybody on our team really take a retaliatory penalty because they're mad. You guys are just trying harder than the other teams, and you guys take penalties and then we kill them, right?
Yeah.
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 So I get into how we know each other. Jacob and Sam, you guys were just in the shed like this week, eh?
Yes, sir. We got the shed boost.
Yes.
Shed boost. And then we did beat Port that gave us that loss that, you know, isn't that fun to talk about, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
No. It was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? No. We just got to be better now, right? That's all you can do. But other, I get into how we know each other. Where's my Knox man? Noxie, you were the first player I ever had to the shed that I was coaching, right? Episode 92, yeah. I believe, after I won my first ever trophy as a coach, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Winning is fun.
Where even is Knox Evans?
Yeah, you and Colby came on, and then the other guys that have come on. Mr. McGawk, you've been on before, eh? You're
Jack.
He's got great hair, but you're muted.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened last time you came on about the Buenos? Do you actually know what happened?
Everybody just threw them on the ice.
Yeah. So for you guys that don't know, episode 115, McGawk, Evan McGilvery, and Colby came on, and we had on a guy that played for Cardiff, and we got chatting. This was during COVID, and there's no fans in the arena, so we had like 3 weeks to milk it. And then they asked for Buenos for the boys, and I said that we could get chocolate thrown on the ice for the boys, and they threw like thousands of Buenos on the ice after Cardiff won, and it was hilarious. So here's my thing that I was thinking that maybe would be fun in playoffs. I don't know. We'd have to get buy-in from like parents and like siblings and like any other fan from Concord that comes to watch our playoff run. But I was thinking, like, I've got chocolate thrown on the ice around the world a few places. And I was thinking, why do I do it where nobody ever gets to eat the chocolate in front of my face? Why don't, like, some of the parents bring your favorite chocolate bars and siblings and fans bring chocolate bars? And then when we win, only if we win, because you got to earn it. If we win the playoff games, why don't they throw the chocolate on the ice? You know?
Munch.
Yeah.
Jacob.
That's a great idea.
I'll eat all of them.
I mean, I think you guys would clean them up really quick before the Zamboni came out, so I don't know why anybody would get so upset with us, because we'll clean up our mess. You know, we won, we earned it, and then you guys could have some chocolate, right?
Yeah.
So, Dylan, what's your favorite chocolate bar, Savage?
Let's go with all of them.
All of them? You just want a storm of chocolate. So that's how this started, eh?
I had like some Score. I put some Score in my belly.
Score? Yeah, that's a good bar. Yeah. So you guys don't know, I sponsor the captain of the Manchester Storm in the UK. So like there's a dude in pro hockey that cruises around with the two L's and Hockey Tales logo on the back above his name. And, me and him started last year that every time Manchester wins, they throw chocolate on the ice. And now it's like really snowballed that like, there's like chocolate picker uppers on the ice because there's so much and it's really snowballed. So I was thinking maybe we could have fun in the playoffs, because I think hockey's supposed to be fun, you know. Rooster, yeah. What are you eating and what's your favorite chocolate bar?
I'm eating Sweet Chili Heat Lays, kind of munching right now, nothing wrong, but I don't know, I kind of like Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Hershey's Cookies.
I'm going to study for my history test. I'll be right back.
What?
Say what, Jacob, now, horse?
Jacob, are you joking?
Yeah, seriously. You're going to study in the middle of a podcast? I guess he's been to the shed already this week. He's over it. Brady, what's your favorite chocolate bar? And by the way, thanks for not going to Florida during the playoffs this year, you little punk.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Freaking just pick one, bro.
So Brady's history in the shed is episode 145 when I coached the under 11 squad. We did this and Brady was in Florida, you know, in the middle of playoffs, weren't you?
Brady, that's disappointing.
Yeah, that's actually disappointing to hear that, Brady.
Well, he's learned. He's lived and he's learned, right? And he's here. He's in the shed, right? And Brady, for mate, one of the littler guys in the league, dude, you play bigger than anybody and I love it, you know? Okay. Hayden, what's your name now? Yuck at Puck.
Oh my god.
Yeah. What's your favorite chocolate bar, dude?
I'm probably gonna have to go with Dylan, the Score bar.
Yep.
They're pretty muck, yeah.
They are mucky.
Also, some Hershey's chocolate chips are pretty good.
Yeah, they are good.
So Hayden, do you want to know your history with me, dude? I'll sure. bring it up because I don't care. I ran a skills day in Ripley last year, and yeah. then all you fellas came in the room and everybody was talking about the next year and what they were going to do. And Colby was like set on trying out for the Highlanders. And then all the fellows were in the room talking about staying in Kincardine. And then you, after that skills day, asked me if I would coach the under 13 team. And I said, I don't know, man. I put my name into coach teams before. And I'm like, I don't know what Colby wants to do, but I did text your old man that day. And I said, hey man, your son said this. And Colby's changed his mind about wanting to try out for Highlanders. And I would really like to do this. And then that put our plan in motion, didn't it, Mr. Adams?
That was where it all started.
Yeah. Also, it was a very good.
What is my backstory with you, Brent? What the heck? I didn't have a backstory.
Rooster, you want your backstory?
What the actual frick?
You want one? Okay. When there's pre-skates, there's four of them. The coaches aren't supposed to watch them. They're not supposed to watch the first four skates because it's not tryouts yet. And we did run them. They asked the coaches to run them. And you came out off a broken arm, a bad injury. And you had a tough go there, those four skates. And then we were going into tryouts, and I was very unsure. And then you've gotten better every ice time, and every tryout you got better, and every game you've got better. And to be honest, you're one of the leaders of this team. You're one of the hardest working players in the league, and you're one of the best penalty killers, and you'll do anything to win.
Thank you, Coach.
And Brent, do I know a fun fact about Colton and
What's Sam? That? I love fun facts.
Sam was the one who broke Colton's arm.
Yeah.
It was a tag team. Sam and Logan.
Yeah, they tag teamed up on me. I was just trying to protect Lane, and then they were terrorists, and they attacked me.
So how did this actually happen, Rooster? How did
we
you
were playing
her?
Tackle football.
No, we were playing this game.
Oh, tackle football. That's great. Can we put the tackle football and everything to rest till after playoffs? Can we just get through this, please?
We're playing bodyguards versus terrorists. And I got tackled. Yeah.
And I was the one to bring Colton to the office. I am a main character.
With Jacob?
Yeah, I went with you. I went with Jacob.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, there's a lot of people talking now. I better get this back on track. Fun fact for you, Dylan, is I drink free beer for talking to my friends in my shed. From Grey Matter, Kincardine, Ontario, Canada, thank you for supporting me on the shed. This is a checkmate, like I'd like to do to every team in the playoffs. You know?
Thanks, guys. Maybe you'll send me one out someday.
Jacob,
just eating chocolate chips.
Okay. Back on track. Okay, next guy in line then. Hayden, thanks for setting all that up and planting the seed there that day, though. Thank you.
I'm glad when
people have my back and you're on my team for life, dude. So thanks for doing that. Actually, you all are, because once you're on my team, you're on my team for life, you know?
I'm glad it all worked out. It was a very good decision.
Yeah. I very much enjoyed coaching with your dad and Shed Guys, Ray Shed Guys. And Colby, you're next in order here. So you've been to the shed a few times, eh? You came with Knox. You came for Buenos for the boys with Mr. McGack, and the team won with your team 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been here a few times, eh?
Yep.
And I guess our history then is I talked to Sam this week about him stealing your number. And behind you on the wall there is number 14, Mr. Coonhackle, why you wear number 14. And you don't get to do that this year.
That'll be Sam.
Has it been okay with 15, Colby?
Yeah, I like it.
But
more.
He also stole my number.
Oh, now you're not a 14. Now you're a 15.
Yeah, but Andrew's going to take it next year.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, and Colvin Dalton, I'm coming for number 88 next year, buddy.
Okay, well, you know what? Nobody should be worrying about next year. We got shit to... Oh, sorry. Poop to do first, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't swear in front of you guys, right?
I'm all the way to China for this, bro.
No?
Yeah, totally.
Ginny, did you tell me your favorite chocolate the other day? You did. There was a dairy milk.
Yeah, it was the dairy mini egg bar. Fun fact, Allison actually had the dairy milk egg bar at the Super Bowl in stock. Yeah. So I got a piece of it. Very yummy.
Yeah.
So Sam knows. So I'll keep going in order then. So we got the captain, Sam, who was just on, and Big Daddy Humper. You guys have great nicknames. We got Little Humper, Humper, and Big Daddy Humper, eh?
No, actually, it's actually bigger than Sammy Hump.
You're bigger than Sammy Hump, but you're not.
Same.
I'm like, by the way, you guys have great hats on. I wish I could give them to all of you, but I don't have any money to buy them.
I know.
Bro. Yeah.
I'm wearing a hat from Cancun.
Hey. You did just go to Cancun, eh? At least you're back for playoffs, right?
I'm wearing the Saints hat because
I'm not weird like Brady.
Okay.
Sucks, Jacob.
Hold on. Sam, what your favorite chocolate bar was a Dairy Milk with vanilla in it, I'm pretty sure, right? What's Big Daddy Humper's favorite?
Oh, probably a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, eh? Old school.
Munch.
Hey, Jared, what was your favorite? We never got that one.
Probably M&M's.
Oh,
straight up
M&M's.
That's not a chocolate bar.
Wouldn't even ask for peanuts in there, right? Because people have peanut allergies. You just want the straight up old school.
Straight up. Old school M&M's.
And what about the sack?
Hayden, what?
Probably a Mars bar.
A Mars bar? That's a decent bar.
Yeah.
And I get into our background, Sack, is I didn't know you that well, but I have been to quite a few Holtweens with you, right?
Colton, those glasses are Sigma.
Sigma. That's quite the word.
Sigma. Thank you.
Sigma.
They're pretty Sigma.
Sigma.
But Cole, who's stop tapping your fingers, everyone. I thought you guys were COVID kids and knew what to do. But Zach, you know what I remember was it was the Tilsonburg tournament when you scored a goal. And then you took your stick and like put it in your pocket like it was a sword, you know? You put the sword away. I loved that. You know?
Yeah.
That was a sweet Sally.
It was a game winner too.
Yeah. And winning is fun. And Knox, what's your favorite chocolate bar?
I don't know. Probably going Big Daddy Humper or Kit Kat.
No.
Big Daddy Humper and the Kit Kat. And not Knox, I get into how we know each other Hey, you guys can't talk when it's not your turn. Go on mute. Noxy, we get the shutout puck every time, right? And we get our selfie together, and the shed guy selfies are fun, right? And you have 9 of them right now?
Yeah, 1 for 10.
Yeah, we got to get to 10 now, right?
And you got to shut it in the finals.
Yes, and I do have that. Getting a shutout in a final game is pretty neat. And you did that against Grand Rapids, eh? To win the tournament that they didn't have a trophy at.
Yeah, Brent. And then after Knox won that, we didn't see him at school for a month.
Yeah. We gotta talk about that.
So it is fun getting the shutout puck, right? Because I was talking to a couple pro goalies, and they're not getting their shutout pucks. I don't know what's going on in pro, but getting shutout pucks is fun, isn't it?
Jacob, stop.
Yeah, it is.
It is fun. You guys are noisy in the background, eh? Bert, Jacob, what's going on, dude? And actually, Knox, just to bring it up, though, episode 92, you've been my goalie for when coaching boys. You've been the goalie both years, and we've won championships together. And I couldn't ask for a better goalie, and thanks for being you, dude. Okay? Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bert, you got to be the fastest, hardest working dude out there, too. You and your line mate, Savage, you guys really give her, and Mr. McGawk, eh? You buzz up and down the wing, and you muck it up, don't you?
Yeah, I don't like anybody near my pocket.
I know you don't, Dylan.
or
your goalie.
It's
yeah.
Only mine.
Okay, but it's not your turn to talk, Dylan. Zip it, boy. So, Bert, what's your favorite chocolate bar?
Probably have to go with Mars Bar.
Really? A couple Mars bars, a couple Kit Kats, and then some scores so far, eh? Pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Colby, did I ask you when I went by you?
Nope.
What do you want?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat too, eh?
Yeah.
Holy moly, somebody's gone now, and now my order's all messed up, and now I don't know who's next.
I might change that to a Bueno.
Yeah, Buenos are good. And it's a soft spot for me there when that actually happened in Cardiff, Wales, from us talking in the shed. That was cool. Hey, the namer of the shed, episode 219, Mr. Holt.
How's everybody doing tonight, boys?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Goody. Very good.
Good. So did you guys know your
How
fun?
How shall we get on?
Not a big social media guy is telling me so.
Well, it's not for everyone. You know what? There's been lots of people turning me down coming to the shed, and that's okay. It's not for everybody, and everybody's different, and everybody, I'm sure he's going to love listening to us donkeys talk, right? So Holt, you have come on before, eh?
Yeah, I guess it was 219 there. I can't even remember how long ago. It seems like it was a while ago, but probably wasn't.
It does seem like a year ago.
I don't know how long ago it was.
Well, it's like 130 episodes ago. I don't know how many I've been doing, but they sure are fun every time.
Well, you're cranking them out every week. So yeah, it adds up, buddy.
Well, fun is fun. And yeah. I do like talking hockey with hockey people, and I couldn't be having any more fun than him right now. Hey, baby humper or little humper, which do you prefer? Number 15 next year. I guess I better not jump over, though. The namer of the shed is, did you guys know that Mr. Holt here named my podcast Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally? You know, that's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
you told us yesterday.
No, we didn't.
You told me and Andrew and Sam
and, Sam.
And Colby.
Well, oh, yeah.
Colby already a car ride to the gymnastics place.
Right, so it was Zoe's birthday yesterday, and we had a birthday party, and couple fellas were allowed to come, but you guys did do some gymnastics yesterday.
Oh my god, yes.
Where's Sam? Sam.
Andrew tried to shoot.
So there was this thing. There's this net, and it's like a tube of netting that you have to climb up a ladder and get into this tube of netting. And holy moly, Sam, did you look uncoordinated doing that? You went into that tube and landed on your head, and were like stuck there. And I missed the video. It was something else.
Poor Sam.
No, not poor Sam. Funny Sam.
Okay, you gotta let Sam talk, though, guys.
Yeah, my mom sent me the video of it. It's pretty cool.
It was something. So I guess Lisa must have got it on video because I missed it because it was pretty funny.
I think it was Colby's grandma. Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, little humper. You've been to the shed before, eh?
Yep.
And we had a lot of people on that day, too, eh? It's awfully complicated with this many people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Mm-hmm. Probably like taking school on Zoom, too, right?
I hated doing school on Zoom. It was the worst.
I didn't even do it.
I just played Fortnite. I didn't even do it. I just played Fortnite with Jacob and John.
Because it was stupid that we had to stay home for a literal
cold. My screen. I'm watching
okay.
my TV.
Okay, so I guess I hit a soft spot. I'm sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. Okay. Slow it down. Hey, slow it down. I understand you didn't like it, okay? Nobody liked it. It was silly. So, hey, baby humper, what's your favorite chocolate bar?
Probably Twix.
Twix, eh? So,
probably left.
So I fun. It this may sound ridiculous, but it's true. I got so the way all the chocolate started was with Twix. The goalie in that was with Cardiff when I started the podcast, he used to get Twix thrown on the ice in Hungary for some reason because of my college roommate. And it just so happens he comes on, and I'm like, well, I could get that going in Cardiff. Like, I think people in Cardiff are listening to us talk right now. And then every time Cardiff would win, they'd throw Twix on the ice. So then he switches teams and goes to Denmark. And I have him on again. And I'm like, you think we could get this going in Denmark now that you switch teams? And then he had a shutout streak of 5 games, and he was going for the record. And all the fans went to Germany and bought box loads of Twix. And they threw like thousands and thousands of Twix on the ice when they won the game. And they like had interviews with him and his agent. And they were saying like, yeah, it started in my shed in Concord, Ontario. I think it's funny. You know, that's how all the chocolate started. And you know what? I've never really got it done at home here, except for when you guys came on episode 145. Our AP, Will Murphy's mom, brought some Kit Kats and threw them on the ice after we won. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just cool to see chocolate on the ice.
Right? And it would be cool if, like, now that everybody knows all your favorites, that, like, everybody came together and it, like, takes everybody to win. And then, like, you guys would be pretty excited to win games and get chocolate, right?
Or maybe, like, the whole fan crowd from, like, Cardiff came over and, like, threw all the chocolate.
Yeah, that'd Jacob. That'd be a long trip.
Brent, we should
That'd be worth it, though. That'd be, like, the dedication.
Yeah.
We should do it when we're playing in Walkerton.
No, I actually,
Walkerton,
I would say we'd do it with every win in the playoffs. And whether it's our barn or not, we're going to make it our barn, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Especially Paisley.
Bring the noise.
I have this from 2 years ago.
Paisley can literally call it a barn.
You know what? That's a great memory. Paisley. And okay, let's not get sidetracked with Paisley. I got to get through the chocolate here. And I haven't even had Daltz on. Probably the leading goal scorer in all of Ontario. I don't know how many goals you've scored this year, but Daltz, jump into the call here, man. How are you?
Good, you?
Good. You've scored a couple goals this year, eh?
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan. You know what? I can mute you. Watch that. Boom. Daltz, you scored a couple goals this year.
Dylan.
Eh?
Dylan.
Hey.
Dylan.
Just stay out of it, guys. Daltz, you've had a pretty good year so far, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You've, from the first few games there where I remember you coming down the ice and, like, I'd call it skiing, where you just kind of get your feet set and you're not, like, skating anymore, and then you just shoot it from the blue line. Now when you get the puck, dude, your feet are boogieing and you are moving up the ice and you're taking it to the net and scoring goals. And as a coach, to see how far you've come this year, it's been incredible to watch, dude. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I remember you saying to me something about not making a spring team and whatever. And you know what? I think any coach, well, all of you guys, but any coach would want you, dude. And if you didn't make a spring team again, I would be shocked. If you want to make a team, I think you can. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite chocolate bar?
Probably a Buen.
You're a Buenos guy too?
Yeah. Like Colby.
Yeah. Well, they are good, right? And, fun fact is you've played a lot with Colby this year, and last year your brother was his line mate, eh? I guess Colby and the Daltz really play together, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Horse, I already talked to you about your chocolate bar. You're in the way. Cole, I talked to you. Holy moly, I'm all off track. Have I talked to everybody about their chocolate now? Are we missing guys now?
Not Bert.
Jack wanted Kit Kat.
Mr. McGawk, I think I know yours. We haven't talked about it yet, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Last time it was Buenos, and it sure was a memorable time. What is it now? You got great flow, too, by the way.
It's still Bueno.
All gel.
Still Bueno? So if we need to recap this, it's Kit Kat scores Buenos.
Hopefully
our fans get involved, right? Because I mean, say we like go to Walkerton and beat them, and then like the coaches they're mad and they don't even want to shake our hands, and like the kids are mad, you know, like teams get when they lose, and then all of a sudden like chocolate started raining on their ice. That would really piss everybody off, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And Dylan would be gonna eat good tonight.
Just thinking out loud, though, you know, I don't know where we play everybody. So, you got somebody brought up the Paisley Arena. I don't know who to ask about.
That was me.
Jacob, yeah, I talked to you this week, but let's get. You know what? Let's get a goaltender I competed against that day in the Paisley Arena. Knox, that was a big day, eh? I I got my first shutout puck, right? I even got the selfie with Holt, my coach, that day. And it was a big day for me to get a first shutout puck, you know?
We got the W. Good job, Brett. We did it.
And you got the gold chain and lost it, but I wasn't asking you. I was asking Knox.
Yeah, cool.
Stop interrupting.
Yeah.
My bad.
Sorry, yeah, Knox, but did you enjoy watching me play hockey that day in goalie?
Yeah, I did. I thought you actually did pretty well. Was that your first time?
Pretty much. The only other time was when I was at Western Michigan University, and it was like a fun Christmas skate, and I decided to put on goalie gear, and I thought it was the stupidest idea ever, because then college people were shooting pucks at my head, and it didn't make any sense to me to play hockey that way. But I had a lot of fun that day. So the way I was goaltending, would that be what a goaltending coach would show you how to do it?
No.
Mm.
Yeah. No. You did do one thing right, though.
It's sort of my skibbity.
You didn't give up, I could say.
You're right, I didn't give up. I was giving her.
I snapped on you, Stolo Wally. Speaking of the
Paisley Arena, I got this.
Yeah, that's right. That is a fun story.
That was a great memory.
That was. So you guys that don't know, that was 2 years ago when we played at the same arena. And we had a one-game showdown against Aaron Eldersley to see who played Shallow Lake or Walkerton to go to All Ontario's. And she would have been a tough test against Shallow Lake. And I brought that popcorn maker I'd bought at a garage sale. And then my pregame speech was like, when you win, you become brothers for life. And we're going to go out there and do this. And we're all going to come here and sign that trophy. And then we'll be brothers for life. And then we went out there and beat a team that was better than us. And it was really, really fun, wasn't it?
They weren't
better than us that day, but I bet you if we had to give for everything we had that day. It was fun though. Mm-hmm. But we got to win another trophy. Hopefully if we win at all, like, they actually bring a trophy to this tournament, right? Because that Windsor tournament, not having a trophy, what is that? I'm sure we paid enough to get into it that they could build a trophy. I built one for the 3-on-3 tournament. They couldn't even have one for a real tournament. What a mess.
Autism.
Mr. Adams, Coach Adams, do you have anything to say about a tournament that I'm sure you know how much we paid to get into it, that they couldn't muster up enough funds to make a trophy for us to hold?
I agree. We definitely should have had a trophy there. We worked hard for it that tournament, but
we sure did.
One of my favorite tournaments, I think, was Bracebridge. And you know why? Because that was kind of when I got the glimmer of, I know we have a championship team. That's where I saw the magic happen. And, you know, it kind of started to come together. I was like, all right, these kids can play.
I agree with being able to play, but also seeing them play at the hotel. And you guys don't know what's on the poster yet, because I sent the pictures into my poster maker guy in the UK.
The homeless kids.
What?
Andrew, sorry, homeless man.
Andrew, you know what? You're muted. I don't even know what you're talking about. But you're talking about how they could play, and, you know, we could play. And Knox, he stood on his head. We beat Walkerton 1-0 the round robin. But then we go back to the hotel, and to see all you guys interact in the first years and second years, people call them. I saw Dylan and Colby mixing it up at the hotel. I saw everybody hanging out together, and that's what I think wins championships, when everybody's in it together and nobody cares who scores or gets the assist. They just care about who wins and are all in it together, right?
Yeah.
So, Coach Adams, you agree, though? Like, it was fun in that hotel, wasn't it?
That was a fun hotel. That's kind of where it all started.
What hotel was it that wanted the belly flop in?
That was the one.
Yeah, the homeless person.
I actually added that pick to the poster just so you guys wouldn't forget how great my form is at doing a belly flop.
Yeah. I have a video of it.
You know what else? I also added the picture that was at the front desk when we walked in. The picture that had an X between mini hockey sticks and said no mini hockey this weekend. Yeah. I put that on the poster too, because you guys did play mini hockey, didn't you?
Me and Sam did. And Colton.
The whole team was playing mini hockey in that conference room thingy we had. Jarred my neck a bit though on that belly flop. I over rotated and landed more on like my face than my belly. It hurt.
That would hurt.
That would hurt.
It was a beautiful thing though.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever seen a belly flop quite so nice. It was great.
So I'll Ginny, what is that? Oh dear. Anyways. Okay. The other thing was though, that 3-on-3 tournament. I talked to Jacob about it a bit, but like you guys did get quite competitive that day. It was like we were in a real tournament and we only had like an hour and a half of ice and we went through like a whole tournament of emotions. Hey Rooster, I'm asking you this time, Rooster. Hey, because you won the gold chain and lost it the same day.
Well, we were in an intense game of Manhunt, and I had to lose it.
Now Jenny's muted, interrupting again.
Do you like my background, by the way?
Sure.
Thank you.
And Brad, that was a game where Jacob broke his hockey stick.
He sure did. Yeah.
Yeah.
He sure.
Dylan, how'd you get unmuted?
Yeah. No, sorry. He's back to muted. Okay, go Rooster. You're allowed to talk now.
About what?
I don't know. Did you win the game of Manhunt if you lost the chain or?
I actually won the first one, but actually I didn't because no one won. But it was pretty good strategy. We went out of bounds and then.
You went out of bounds. You broke the rules.
I did not do good that game.
You did. It's a lie. That was with Callan Adams. What a cool dude. I wish he was here.
Brady, your old man once told me that you got a list of like different shots you take downstairs, and you're downstairs practicing your shot and whatnot a lot in your basement. Are you shooting a lot of pucks these days?
I try to.
Yeah. I can tell, and you know, I find it interesting watching all the rituals you guys have before games.
Yeah. Like
Jacob has 1,000 of them, but you go out last every time, and when you go out last, I can tell how big of a gamer you are because you have your game face on and you are ready to play. You know that?
I go first.
Thanks.
I'm just telling you what I see. but there are a lot of rituals, eh? So you go last, Colby second last, and then Daltz, right? And I guess that's your line.
Yeah.
Who's before them? Do you guys do the same thing like all the time?
I don't know.
I'm always first after Knox.
Yep.
Seems like everybody wants to go out first, and I'm like, hey, goalies go first, right? Like that's hockey. I mean,
yeah.
I've had that since the U11 first gear.
Mm-hmm. Well, going out first is fun too. I was always a like second behind the goalie. You know, I like to get out there. I don't want to be last. But you know, some people want to cruise out there and get ready when it's go time. Anywho. What else do I got here? So Savage, you sleep in the night before games? Your teammates are telling me you're online playing Fortnite too late at night, and we're getting into playoffs now. Are you going to get ready for bed?
Actually, no. My mom takes it away at like 9.
Do I need to take your phone away for playoffs? Or would you?
No.
No? You're going to be okay and sleep and be ready? You're ready for Savage mode?
Yep. Actually, I get off around. I get my phone taken away every day around 10. 9:30.
Sure. I believe you.
Nine on a school night, and you can ask my mom.
Well, what I remember of you, and I've talked about, like Jared said, about seeing what you have. When we were playing for the championship in Windsor, and you got a little hurt, and you came to the bench a little hurt, and then I was like, can you go? And you were like, yeah, I can go. And you had boogers all over your face, and you know you were feeling it. You were in a championship game, and you went out there and your one arm wasn't working that good, but you still did everything you needed to do to win a game, and I was like, man, I love watching this stuff. You know?
Yep.
And you were the one that asked to have the party after, right?
Yep. And Jack
We know you couldn't make it, but it would have been better if you did.
And Hayden, that was at your house, eh? That was a fun night, eh?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to be out of energy after a big hard tournament, but then you know what? You're probably sweatier playing mini hockey than playing real hockey.
I hear you.
Yeah, well, Colton and Sam balked the whole time, I'd say.
But thanks for hosting that party, Hayden, because you know, after you win, you gotta all get together, right? Because if we would have all just drove home from Windsor and everybody just gone home,
would have been a boring night.
No. Oh yeah.
And it was a long drive home waiting to get to your house, eh?
Oh, by the way, we all teamed up on Jacob and tickled his toes.
Okay. What?
Jeepers.
Yeah, you guys kind of did that.
Why do you have to say that, Colton? We had Brady.
Brady, tell Clay I say hi.
Oh, are we talking about great hair? Brady. This came up the other day there with Sam.
I want
and Jacob.
The most shake. Hey, Bren, I'll give
hey,
you a
Dylan,
most
Dylan, how did you get unmuted again?
Yeah, Dylan, what are you doing?
Stop unmuting your. No! Hey, Brady, your little brother has some fantastic hair, eh? And he's a tough little bugger, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brady's turn to talk, everybody. Shut up!
Clay! Clay!
There he is. Hey, let's shake that mullet at the crowd.
Yo!
He's a mullet shake.
That's fire.
He's right there. Look at that. Goodness. The ginger so mullet. The famous ginger mullet.
Okay, Jacob, why do you have a picture of me?
I feel like I've lost complete control here.
I got a question for you, Wally.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, everybody that's not muted, mute yourself. This sounds serious.
So I got a question for you. So these boys, we talked about rituals before a game. These boys have the tape table where they set this up in the middle of the dressing room and they all stand around it for 10 or 15 minutes, taping their sticks and talking about life and chit-chatting before they get dressed. So have you interviewed other people that do this? I know taping a stick is like a big time ritual for a hockey player, but these guys, I think, have taken it to a whole new level.
I haven't seen a tape table where that's like wherever, like there were tape rooms or usually just tape your stick in your stall, but like to have a place where everybody hangs out and tapes their stick has been really cool. I really like it. And it's good that you started that because I've never seen it. There is a tape room, right? But everybody goes off to the tape room to do their thing and then comes back, or you just do it in your spot. But no, it is a good, get together, and I guess you fellas really do like taping sticks. Been through a lot of tape this year.
You've definitely come up with some elaborate tape jobs as well, and that's become a bit of a tradition too.
And by who did it yesterday? Jacob, was that you and Rooster?
Oh yeah, we got the five hole, like no five holes.
It was like the that was a terrible. But when you taped it from the blade up to the shaft and around, that was really bad.
You're welcome.
You know what? I'm still making tape-to-tape passes, folks. No excuses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're working on our one tees yesterday.
Did you affect your game on the bottom, bro?
Yeah, we figured out Colton had a fist missile.
What?
And how my shot was really weak.
I got 39.
Well, what? you know what's weird though, guys, is when you only get 50 minutes a week to practice, and we have to. You guys are at an age now where, like, when Jared and I talk, you guys are listening, and you guys get it. And there's a lot of things to teach you, but when they only give us 50 minutes a week, it's like we don't have time to just work on your own actual skills, and you have to do all of it, and we just always don't have that much time, so it was nice to have time to get to work on stuff, right? You know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wally, I have a question.
Yeah.
It's related to the background of my screen.
Okay.
So, do you know anyone from this country?
Do I know anyone that, like, from there, that, like, lives
yeah,
there?
Yeah, from China.
Colton.
I know someone, but, do you know someone?
That's so random.
You do?
This is random.
Yeah, I know someone.
Jacob.
His name starts with a J.
What?
Ends with a B.
What?
He's not from there.
Yeah, he is.
Huh?
Oh, Gammy is.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We know.
What are you talking about? Okay. Anyways.
That's sus.
Jacob?
I hate that.
Huh?
Nothing.
Anyways, moving on. You guys shaved my head. Colby started, and you had no respect for your father. You went right down the middle right away, huh?
Yep.
That was rude. Thought you cared.
It was worth it.
So I guess, who am I asking this time? Cole? Did you think I was going to shave it all off before the next time we played?
No.
No? You thought I was going to go to work like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? I did go to work like that. People loved it. You guys suck at cutting hair. If you guys are ever thinking about cutting hair for a living, you guys should think about doing something else because care factor was not good.
I mean, my mom could teach me.
Yeah, well, then you could have done a better job because you guys sucked at it.
Cool. Your mom can give me a mullet.
Dylan, you should get a mullet. You got enough flow to get a mullet going.
Yep. I think our whole team should go in for playoffs.
Mullets? Yep. I don't have enough hair for that right now.
Well, not you because you're not playing on the team. Hear that, Jack? Mullet. Cut off those wings.
All right.
If you guys actually all got mullets for playoffs, that'd be wild.
I can't.
But you'd have to have everybody to buy it. I don't know if everybody wants a mullet, you know?
See, Dad, I told you we should have got a mullet.
Hey, if you guys want to do it, feel free.
Hey, how short did you get your haircut?
But Holt, I guess you don't have to do it. They just said we don't play on the team, so we don't have to have mullets, right?
No. Coach Adams has to have one, though.
Yes.
So that's the deal.
I told the boys if we win the WOAA that I will dye my hair blonde for the OMHA championship.
I will, too. I'll dye my short hair blonde.
So that still holds true. So
you're going to dye your hair blonde when we make it to all Ontario's.
Yep.
And my hair rainbow.
I like it.
The ginger is going to be white.
My hair's almost like a buzz cut.
So what do you guys have?
Oh, my hair rainbow.
Hey, so other than chocolate getting thrown on the ice when we go on our cruise around the loop here to make it to all Ontario's, are you guys going to do anything if we make it when we make it to all Ontario's? Are you guys going to do anything as a team before we go?
Yep.
All dye our hair.
Dye your hair?
Nope.
Or bleach it.
I say we'd rather all dye our hair or we all get mullets.
I think mullets would be pretty hockey, man. That's way cooler than blonde
mullet.
Hair.
All right, I'm going mullet.
Everybody with
that. I told you we needed a mullet.
I'll get a blonde mullet.
I'll get a blonde, like, buzz cut. This isn't really a buzz cut.
And, Hayden, did you get a haircut since I saw you last?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look a little high and tight, eh? Yeah, you all groomed up.
Everybody come on the camera. This would look good.
I'll get a blonde, like, not... kind of like almost buzz cut mullet. It's not a buzz cut, but it's like,
well, what's interesting for me is how fast these kids grow up, because Tom, you may, or Daddy Humper, you may be able to take a shine to this, but we went from coaching under 11 and then I was coaching under 9 gals to this season. I don't know about it because I'm coaching the game, but I heard there has been girlfriends showing up to the matches.
Jack, oh, yeah, I'm a...
Hey, everybody else, zip it. I asked Daddy Humper.
There's been a few I've noticed hanging around on their own.
Yeah, they're growing up fast. Long as everybody, nobody gets heartbroken through playoffs, because happy hockey players play better, right? And you guys are focused on playing, right?
I think there's been some hearts broken already, but...
Sam did.
Okay, Andrew, you're muted now. anyways, yeah, I just hope you guys are all ready to play and you know, don't get distracted through the playoffs here, right? What are you doing, Rooster? Jeepers. You guys are so distracting. Jared, Does anybody have a question for me while I look at my notes and try and reorganize this talk?
Yeah.
Jared, you ask somebody something. Be my co-coach.
All right, I'll ask. Why don't we go with Colby? So, Colby, what's been your favorite part of the year? What's your favorite thing that's happened this year?
I liked the team party a lot after Manhunt.
Like after
team
the
party
three,
after 3-on-3, yeah.
Yeah, after that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yep, that was pretty fun.
That's a good question. Keep going, Coach Adams.
What about you, Ginny? What's been your favorite part of the year?
Probably just like the team in general, hanging out with all the boys.
Just everything, eh? You just like being around people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer.
That's a good answer. Absolutely. Hayden?
What happened to Colden? But like, that's not, he's not on here anymore.
I don't know.
He's gonna go to bed. He said he goes to bed early.
Also, just like building a good like relationship with the team and like seeing how far we've gone in like the past 2 or 3 months that we've been a team. Like, it's been crazy how far we've gone.
I find it crazy how fast it's gone, man, that we're already in playoffs. Yeah. I feel like tryouts were like yesterday.
Yeah.
What is our actual record in the season? We said 18-1.
That was the regular season. We were 12-0 the first part, and then we just did the other part where we were 6-1.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Mitt. That is Mitt here
pretty
on
impressive.
That's good. Wouldn't we be first out of everyone?
Yeah.
No, Mitt here on.
If you.
No, because we beat them in the first one.
I think we're tied with them. Yeah.
The second part there, they went 5-0-2 with two ties. So we had the same amount of points, but they didn't lose a game. But like overall, 18-1, nobody would beat that if you're counting. So that's
our record is 33-4-4.
That's pretty good.
33-4-4.
Brady, is that on my hockey rankings?
No, that's on the minor hockey. I don't know what it is.
Like the thing that pops at the very top.
So, Holt, where are you? You are our scheduler maker guy and website updater guy, right?
Yes, sir.
So you've been running a tidy ship there. It's got the record up on the website and everything. Has it been too much for you? Been flustered at all?
No, God, no. No, it's actually Mr. Adams has been doing a lot of the website updating.
Yeah.
And he's a bit of a webmaster, but as far as the scheduling goes, no, it hasn't been too bad. A bit of a pain with this season broken up into three segments, but
this is that, a new, there's a lot of scheduling when they do three different times with three different groups. But anyway.
I have an idea.
Who does?
I have an idea.
Okay.
So Jacob put this in the group chat after the year's done and we win OHAs and everything like that. We'd have a spring hockey tournament as a team.
Yeah, yeah, we should. We should go to Brady Films.
I mentioned
Cup.
That.
Brady Films Cup.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Brady
yes.
Film Cup, the best cup around. Yes. I saw that on TikTok.
You know what's interesting was Jacob actually brought that up earlier this week, was that he's not ready for the season to end when it's over. And that he would want our team to go in tournaments together. And as a coach, that is about as heartwarming as it gets, because there are teams in the hockey world that are ready for it to be over. And those are the teams that don't do that well in playoffs because they want it to end. But like when you want to play together and you want to play hockey together, you play better, you know? Anywho.
Yeah. So we
did
a Brady Cups tournament.
Brady Films.
I don't know what that is, but a lot of you guys may just be going into body contact next year, eh?
Oh yeah. So the springs, tournaments could be body contact.
Right. Yeah.
What a G for me.
Hey, Daltz, you're back, baby. What's your favorite part of the season? Jared was taking over there, and he had a great question. Daltz, what's your favorite part of the season?
Probably winning the Bell River tournament.
Yeah, I agree. That's my favorite thing too. Winning is my favorite. That was an awesome weekend though too, right? With the Spitfire game and all that.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys whooping it up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And Jared, thanks for you guys don't know this, but those pucks you got signed by Nesbitt there after the game, your coach there, Jared, bought all those pucks for you to get signed, and that was awfully nice of your coach.
I knew that.
Thanks, Jared.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Jared. Coach Adams. Thanks, I really Jared. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Anywho, what else do I got here? What was a fun day this year, which doesn't seem that long ago, was Halloween, when everybody got dressed up before we went trick-or-treating wherever we went, and we all got gussied up for practice, eh?
Me and Sarah. Yeah. I think I made that practice.
Bert, were you at practice that day?
Yeah, I was.
Was that the puck?
What was your costume?
I forget what it was.
You forget what it was?
It's like a skeleton guy.
I was the Grinch, by the way. I was the Grinch.
Yeah.
I was Santa Claus, by the way. I didn't make it,
but
I was a hockey player.
I was Michael Myers.
It was a fun day when everybody dressed up. And you know what I thought was neat was, like, there are people that take themselves too seriously in the world. And all of the coaches dressed up that day, too. And I think that's Sigmas. Neat. Sigmas? What does that mean?
Sigmas. It means
actually, Sigma.
Yeah, like, it's like good.
So, like, yeah, that's when, like, they came up with a new word for good when I was, like,
it means you're an alpha male.
They called it. That's sick. And everybody was like, oh, that's so sick. That's so sick. And now you guys are calling it Sigma. And it's like, I don't get it, you know? Yeah.
I mean,
that's actually W. Kai Snack.
Yeah.
Think of you as a freaking Sigma on the ice.
Hey, Dylan, what's your favorite part of the season since you can't stop talking before I mute you?
Oh, I got to go with the win the hockey tournament.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your belly flop.
That was pretty legendary. That means a lot.
I'll give you some tips on how to do a belly flop next time.
Is that right?
When we go to OMHA's tournament, I'll give you some tips.
Fair enough. When we go to All Ontario's, I will belly flop you off all day long. Bring the noise.
Okay? You bet.
I have years of experience of this. And you know what was neat for me was my daughter's team. I coached last year, and I'm obviously coaching you guys this year. I went to the same tournament that I had organized and went to, and then her team went again this year with a new coach. And Mr. Tout, he did a belly flop just like I did for the gals. And then they went out there and won the tournament, and it was so cool that it, like, became a tradition in under-9 girls Concord Canucks that you have to do a belly flop at a tournament, you know? Have to.
Yep.
That's what I did with my sisters.
And I like her wind song.
Dylan, you're muted for this part. Okay. Stay there. Stay muted. I'm going to ask Brady Collins. Brady.
Oh, he's unmuting himself.
Brady. I'm going to ask Knox.
Oh.
Knox. Who picked the wind song? Everybody else is muted. Stay muted, Savage.
I think it was Hayden.
Hayden sure. picked Hayden. It? We're not going to get into specifics. This is a family-friendly show, but we should keep the door shut when you guys play that song. It is a very catchy song. It is a good song. I like hearing it when we win, but it's quite inappropriate. That's all we'll say about that, okay?
What do you mean you like hearing it?
Because that means we won.
Andrew, you silly goose.
Brent.
Yeah?
It was from the U13 team like 2 years ago. That was their one song.
Really? So this has been going around for a while now?
Last year.
Everybody let Sam talk. Try and wait.
It was like 2 years ago, and then it was last year. Now it's just here.
Hey, Mr. McGawk, where did you just go? You just looked like you were ready to take a school photo, and then you're gone, Mr. McGawk. Well, it's quite the song, and I do enjoy hearing it. I want to hear it every game the rest of the year, okay?
I'll say it.
We'll just keep the door shut so like other people don't hear it.
Also, yeah, my mom said she could hear it though one day.
Well, if people can hear it, they would hear it. And keep that in the room.
Yeah, Brent, hear me out. When we went all Ontario, we're walking out of the Jets room playing that song.
Say less.
Whoa,
wait, what is this?
What is this? What is happening?
This is Jacob.
I was Kobe.
Stop it. Stop it now.
What happened?
Okay. I don't even know what to ask anymore. You guys have lost.
I've got another great memory. When we were in Woodstock, we had a late game on the Saturday afternoon. So our team decided to go for a walk in the morning. We went for this walk through this golf course out there, and you guys were running around, and you know, we just got the legs stretched, and then we had a little team gathering at the end of it, and then you guys walked away all with your arms around each other.
Who keeps doing this?
Hey, whoever's doing that, stop it now. Like, actually stop now. Like, actually, your coach is telling a story. It's the same as getting undressed when we're talking. Stop it so I don't have to get mad, because I can only have fun when you are being good. Right, Jared? Go ahead.
That's right. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like, you guys all walked away arm in arm. And, you know, that's just the way this year's been. You guys have been pretty tight as a team. And that's what winning teams do. That's how winning teams act. Right? They're buddies on the ice and off the ice.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, when we were just becoming the coaches and we were just trying to build a team, and you guys, some of you were just getting to know each other, really. Nobody asked you guys to do that. Nobody told you to do that. And when we were watching it and we're walking behind you guys, I was like, we're the luckiest coaches in the world. You know?
It's true. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was cool. And that is one of my favorite photos ever. And it's totally going up in the shed now that I think about it. So that is one thing that I got to bring up here, guys. If you guys can all let me ask each person a question about these, because I sent a bunch of poster pics to the poster maker guy in the UK who's going to make us a poster, and I'll give it to you when it's ready. But here are some poster pics. The Bracebridge tournament, you guys met that Brady Leovold in between games. He was a pretty impressive guy in what he's been through. So I know Mr. McGaugh was there when you met him. What'd you guys all talk about? It's pretty neat that a guy like that, that's as famous as he is, took the time with a young baby to meet all you guys, talk to all you guys, but then stayed around and watched our hockey game, eh? Mr. McGaugh, flip your hair a bit and then get unmuted. Let's go.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool, eh? Did you see the Hockey Night in Canada thing on him?
My internet's not open.
Oh
yeah, my mom loved that. She wanted me to get on, but I was at a friend's house.
Okay. Well, it was pretty neat of that guy that he takes the time to meet a team from out of town and talk with you guys for the afternoon and stay to watch you play. Like, seems like just a great dude that's been through a lot and just wants to give back to the game, you know? Hayden wants to say something.
I recently messaged that Brady Leovold guy on Instagram, and I asked him how his, like, year was going, and like, and if he remembered us, and he responded like an hour later, and he said that yeah, he remembers us, and like he couldn't forget it. And then he said to tell everyone that he says hi.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I DM'd him on Instagram.
He's a cool guy. Like, actually,
he is a cool guy, and he makes time for people and to teach them about stuff he's learned about, right?
Yeah.
I slid into his DMs the one day.
I took a shed guy selfie with him, and he did tell me he'd come on the podcast. We just haven't done it yet, but
I told him about it.
If me and him chatted, eh?
I told him about it, Brent.
Well, and you got Brady was just showing his hat. You guys also have his hats there, eh, Brady?
Yeah,
what does it say on it, Brady?
Puck support. I have the exact same.
Dylan's still muted. What was that, Brady?
Puck support.
Puck support. Yeah. So, great dude. And, thanks dude for making the time for my fellas and Jared's fellas and our fellas. That was pretty neat, you know? Anywho, you know what other pick we have from that walk, Jared, at that tournament when they were all arm in arm was when they walked across the bridge. And then I was behind the fellas and they were all walking across the bridge together. And I was like, turn around, take a picture. Right.
Yeah, nice.
That's a good picture too, eh?
Yep. That was a good walk. Those are the things that, you know, you remember as a coach, that's for sure. Doing the extra stuff like that.
Well, and it was when we could see our team come together. I remember us walking behind them going, look at them. Like, there's not groups walking in four or five. There's not groups of walking in two or three. They were all walking together, and that's how you win.
That's right. Yeah, I agree. That's how winning teams win.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who have I not talked to in a while? Let's see here. It's not Savage. Jeepers. Sam? And Daddy Humper? So I'll never forget my 40th birthday. And that was with this team. There's not many things I'd rather do than have a skills day and then have Kabina Fest in the room with Spetzley, right?
I was a little skeptical of that, but it was pretty good.
Skeptical of my cooking, Tom? Daddy Humper, you're skeptical of my cooking?
That's
sweet. I was too.
How the hell did you get unmuted again?
He's unmutes himself.
Good Lord. Anyways, yeah, so it was it okay? Sam, you said you liked it. It was a fun day.
Yeah.
The food was good too.
Well, that is a thing in Germany, guys, so that you don't know is in Germany they'll have hard practice, like hard, not like a skills day like we did, but then they go into the room and they take turns around the team each week who brings in the food, and it's like a day where you go out, work really hard, and then everybody sits down, eats food, and hangs out. Everybody is a team, and I loved it. And it was cool to bring that to Kincardine, you know?
Music was something to hear, that's for sure.
Right?
That was
the different. German music, you like that, eh? Joanna Du Geilisau. It's a good song. Check it out.
Wait, what is it called?
Joanna Du Geilisau. I'd tell you what that means, but I don't know what Savage would say.
Alexa, play Jana to pronounce it. Anymore.
Yeah. You got unmuted again.
Wait, how do you pronounce it?
Joanna Du Geilisau. So it can sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich bewohnen in Biedingheim für 4 Jahre und Landshut für 1 Jahr und dann Heilbronn für 1 Jahr. Ich spiele Eishockey. So
what
I
does it mean?
Yeah. So I can speak a bit of German. I lived in Germany for 6 years. That's where Colby was born. Yeah.
Germania.
Yeah.
But Brian, what does it mean?
I'm not going to tell you.
Alexa. Guys, please. I will make my background.
You can
German.
Check it, you can check it out later on Google Translate, dude.
Represent the great Germany.
I'm going to look up the song. It was good.
It is a good song. It's really fun, especially at like a beer tent with your whole team, and they play that song, and then it's fun.
Brent,
what?
Also, one of my another moments was my birthday with the team.
Yes, that's actually a poster pick. I didn't tell you that, but it is. Now I told you.
At the hotel where the homeless person was. That was
oh
where
yeah
was,
that
where,
cutie
was the homeless
that,
person in the basement there where was it yeah. That hotel where if you went down to the basement you were in like a whole different world.
I don't know
yeah,
I
that, think like that like
it used
yeah.
to be like a gym.
Yeah, I went down there. I was looking for the party room and I went to the whole different wrong part and it was wild down there.
Didn't the homeless guy take like two in the stairwell?
Yep.
He pooped in the stairwell?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, then he fell asleep.
What are you doing?
Rooster and his maps, man. It's a big world, but it's a small world, dude. They're just maps.
Dylan's throwing his cat.
Yeah, Dylan's throwing his cat.
Dylan, you know you're not supposed to mess around with cats.
Yeah, I know. Don't they have nine lives?
Okay, I got a question for the namer of the shed while we're here, okay? Trying to keep everybody entertained. There's a lot going on. What is your favorite barn that we play at?
This year, like regular season or anywhere we've been to?
Whatever you want to say.
Probably the favorite place we've played at this year, is I'd have to say, is that old arena in Bracebridge, Ontario. I guess it's the only arena we played in up there.
Great arena.
Get out of that little side door that took you off the ice down into that, I don't know what type of a dressing room under the stairs, but
that was a cool way to get out to the rink, eh? From the locker room up those stairs and right onto the ice.
Yeah.
You're right. Good answer.
And we had to hop the boards that.
Yeah.
Too. I remember that conversation you and I had, Wally, right before the game. We're like, all right, are we doing this? Are we hopping?
There was no way for the boys to get around each other, right? So they had to hop.
Yep.
Yeah, I wasn't waiting. I'll tell you that.
I love patience.
Sack, I got to get you involved. What's your favorite barn we've played in? You better unmute. There you go. They know how to unmute themselves. Look at these guys go.
Stop. Or our home barn, or the probably Walkerton.
So for home barn, are you saying Tiverton or Kincardine?
Kincardine.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So just so you guys know, do you guys want me to tell you some of the poster pics I sent?
Yes.
And then you guys know what we're talking about. I'll just say them. So I sent the Windsor Tourney team photo when we won. And, you know, you always have to review your performance as a coach. And Mr. Sack and Jared, they got to get behind the team when you win. We got two spread out as a team. The coaches were to the left. We got to get them behind the team. Right, Jared? We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I got coached. Coached by the coach. We'll never do it again.
No, but like it's more fun. Like when we were tighter, right? We were just a little too far out, and we had no trophy.
No, it's true.
I know. I wish we had a trophy.
Seriously, and it should be a cup, right? So you guys can put pop in it and drink out of it and stuff, right?
Muffet.
Trophy should be a cup, right? You guys, have you guys drank out of a trophy before? Like we go in tournaments that don't even have trophies, you know?
I've eaten ice cream out of one.
Ice cream out of one is the same thing. Yeah, do whatever you want out of it.
We need one like the Stanley Cup for like if we win OMHAs. Brent, you gotta like make us one.
We can make that happen. You win OMHA, I'll make that happen. Okay.
All right. And then put all Dylan's sweets in there.
Next one is the Spitz game. And you guys all got your puck signed by Nesbitt. I threw that one on there. We talked about that. The 3-on-3 trophy that well, there's five players, I'm a player, that thought that was a great memory, and a coach, Holt, right? You won a championship that day as a coach, right?
Rooster, what is your background?
Who's that guy?
That's lost.
Rooster's doing that. Some strange stuff over there. But Holt, did you feel good about winning a championship as a head coach?
Yeah, you know, it just comes with the territory, you know, when you put the right people on the ice, and
hate
the
right it.
Things happen.
Hayden, take that off, or else I'm going to put the bat up that I got you guys. All right.
No, you won't. Oh, no, Dylan, it's chill, it's chill.
Colby, why is your name Brent isn't cool? That's not nice.
No, mine's saying Brent is cool. Dylan. Brent is cool.
Come on, Dylan.
Hayden, take it down to the count of three.
No, we can talk. Okay,
Okay, anyways, I do have Hayden's birthday with the cupcakes on there. And then, Sam, when you were named captain by your peers, when we had the vote of who were captains, I put the selfie of me and you on there. And the other thing I appreciated is there was a day when I couldn't coach because we had a family Christmas that we couldn't get out of, and it was a busy time, was Jared and Sam took a selfie with the hat trick puck, right?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, we need to keep the tradition alive.
I think it was in Goderich.
It was.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that Goderich game. We kind of like going to third period, boys.
That was cool though that you guys did the hat trick selfie when I wasn't there. I enjoyed that, you know, and I never would have guessed I'd be missing a game, but it did have to happen that day, and I figured you guys might be able to handle Goderich. But anywho, what other poster picks I got?
Too many of just me.
Yeah, with me.
Not just you, but I did take a couple selfies with you, Savage. You have the I Love Hockey Mum sweater. I do enjoy that sweater.
Yeah, I will get it on.
Yeah. Yeah, now Colby's got the hat too.
I'll be right back.
The other poster pick we put up is, I think Mr. Holt set this up. Quentin Paget came out to skate with us, and we took a team photo with him after, right?
Yep. Quentin made it on. Number 14 from the Peterborough Petes. Yep. Nice young man.
He is a nice kid from Kincardine, and seeing guys from your hometown go places is pretty neat, right? So, nice guy to learn from, and it was nice of him to come out to our practice, eh?
Right. Look at my pretty good number.
Screen.
Yeah, he's got the sweater on. You got
me too. Me too.
You got an I Love Hockey Mums too. Jeez, oh, whoever came up with that idea? Great idea.
Hockey benders.
Brent, there's another. Brent, there's another good one. It's like ripping wristers, wheeling sisters.
I did hear about that one. Yeah.
Or scoring hatties, pulling baddies.
Real.
Brady, is he still here? Where is he?
Cleaning clusters.
Hey, Brady.
Still here.
Here, let me mute him one more time. Brady, it hasn't been cold enough to have a pond hockey tournament this year, eh?
I know.
Doesn't that suck? I really wanted to do that this year because that was sure fun 2 years ago. You got the right setup if it ever gets cold in Canada.
I know.
I got the trophy.
Oh, there's the old trophy. That's from two years ago. Magaki still got that thing, eh?
My name. Yeah.
Brent, my pond.
Huh? I think I played on Jack's team for that.
Brent, my pond froze, but I fell through it, so it wasn't strong enough.
Okay, how'd you get unmuted again? No, but Mr. McGawk, that was a fun day, eh? And that trophy was built out of my stick from my rookie season in pro. And nice trophy. I'm really good at building trophies, actually. It's one of my favorite pastimes. I like when you guys compete, because if you put a trophy in front of you guys, it's like a whole different thing. All of a sudden, Jacob's breaking a stick and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Brent. Jared, do you guys like my name?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Well, my name.
Thank you.
Inferior intern now Rhino? Rhino?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
So, I have a question. You guys, a bunch of people just had speeches at school. Did any of you write a speech about hockey?
No.
Nobody, eh? It's all serious stuff, eh?
I did mine on world records, and I got a 4+. That's like the best you can get.
Mine?
Hey, Brent.
Freaking Tom Brady.
I got a better mark than you.
Hey, Brent, I did mine.
Okay, hold on. Who's at bottom right there? Jacob, what do you need to say?
I did my speech on Blundstones.
Really?
Yeah.
You did it on the shoes?
I did mine.
That brings a memory back for me. It was last year when Colby's team won Silver Stick there, and we went to the team party, and there were 30 pairs of Bloodstones there, and I decided to move them all and put them all in rows and take a picture of all the Bloodstones at one party in Kincardine, Ontario. And every kids, parents, everybody had Bloodstones. I was the only outsider. I couldn't believe how many there were. And then everybody got upset because nobody knew whose were whose. And I'm like, well, just pick your size and go for it.
You should probably like my my back behind me and who that guy is.
Can you smell what he's cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've lost control again. Does anybody have anything serious to say?
Yes.
Not really.
Very serious.
Dylan, again? You got unmuted again?
I have to take my bedtime doogie.
Also, I have a... Brent.
Yeah.
Can I take a photo of this and put it on my Instagram story and tag you in it?
Of course you can.
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Sounds good.
I don't really know how to work Instagram that well.
So why don't we talk playoffs, boys?
Yeah.
We got playoffs around the corner here. So you guys know our schedule coming up. We're on the home stretch here. What's going to be our secret to success, do you think?
I got to say move in the pocket.
Yeah, I'm playing as a team. Don't get selfish.
Wait, I got to... Brandon, you better tag me.
Jacob?
Dylan, I'll tag you in it.
I think the key to success for us is it all starts off with a good warm-up, because if we don't have a good warm-up, everything kind of just goes downhill.
I like it.
And we've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, you guys have your warm-up dialed in, though, it feels like. Your off-ice warm-up and your on-ice warm-up seems to be dialed in these days.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you guys want to win. I can tell you guys are serious. I can tell you guys are into it. And now it's go time, isn't it? Bert, what do you got? What do you think, man? Because I know every game exactly what I'm going to get out of you, Bert. You're going to give her tits full game. Eh?
I think we just got to move the puck around. Got to work as a team. And that's all I think we need to do to get that goals in the net.
I agree. You do have to score. That's what I'm noticing as a coach is those moments where a goal actually happens, whether it's against or for, it like changes everybody's like if they're high or low. And like if we get scored on, we just got to stay the same and just keep going, right? Whether it's early in the game, late in the game, like getting scored on, we can't let it affect us. We just got to keep going, you know?
That's right.
I have a question.
Who does?
Yeah.
Me. I have a question. Can I, finish my math test right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get off.
Thank you. I'm gonna
Okay, buddy. Have fun. Thanks for coming.
No. I am not leaving.
Study for my history test,
so
I'm gonna fail.
No, I'm not. I'm staying
Jacob,
on. I'm just,
Jacob, you already have a history test?
Yeah, it's tomorrow, guys. I'm very sorry.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. Life's busy. It was nice for us to have the time to do this, and
I don't study.
We do have practice tomorrow, and right, and all we can do every time we go on the ice is get better, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Because it is go time for everybody now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, boys.
Okay, here's my last question.
Wait, I'll stay on.
What's your favorite drill we've done this year? I'll start.
A horseshoe.
Really? Okay, you did. You went. Rooster, your turn.
No.
You're muted again. You answered. Rooster.
That one where
Brady.
The two forward, like the forward shoots, like goes around the circle, shoots. The other forward goes around the circle, shoots. And then they go down 2-1, and then they battle for the puck, and then they shoot again, and then they go down 2-1. Like the continuous drill.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brady?
I don't know. I like them.
You like the drills. Yeah, you don't have a favorite. You're just there to work. I get you. I know who you are. Good answer. Andrew?
Yeah, probably like...
Sorry, little humper.
Where... You know? What is that one? Like the four blue lines?
Oh, yeah. We were doing all the different pass and stuff.
Yeah. Probably one of my favorites.
Okay. Big Daddy Humper.
I'm a big fan of the battle drills with these guys. I love working, seeing them work so hard, compete against each other in practice. That's my favorite to watch. Anyways, I don't
know. No, I agree. I love watching them muck it up. Sam, what's your favorite?
My favorite is probably the four blue ones or the drill where, like, it's like 2-on-1 into the corner, like out of the corner, and then pass up to the D man.
Yeah.
And then they go down 2-on-1.
Mm-hmm. And Hayden?
I like a lot of the drills this year, but one really stuck out to me, and that would probably be like where the two forwards started like just like below the blue line, then they go 2-on-1 and there was like a continuous drill, and then like the other two would step in once you get in, and then like that was a good drill.
Noxie, how about a goalie though, man? I know as a goalie, I'm not a goalie coach. You saw me play goalie. You know I don't know what I'm doing. And goalies probably have different ideas of what their favorite drill is. What's yours?
2-on-0s.
Actually?
Yeah.
Where they can pass it right back door and you get to slide over and try to make that. And really? I thought goal. Really?
Yeah. I like 2-on-0s.
I like your competitive side and that you want that, because some goalies want to just take the warm-up shots, you know, and they're lazy and they just take them, and you want to do the hard stuff. I like that. Bert, how about you?
I really like the four blue line drill.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'd like it too. I like seeing you guys zip the puck around. Mr. Adams, what do you like?
You already got me. Or my dad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Coach Adams.
Sorry, I lost myself on the screen again.
Yeah, no, it changed to me too.
I like that 2-on-2 continuous drill. But I just like seeing these guys play sometimes. Like when we, you know, we've worked on some systems and, you know, we'll do a little PK or PP work and then they just go play after. I think, you know, the best way to get better is to play against the best. So you guys play against each other. That's what I like to see, you just muck it up on the ice against each other.
Some of those 4-on-4 and 3-on-3 games could get heated.
They get a little intense. That's right. You think they're playing for the cup. But
yeah. No, you're right. And that is how we've probably taken a lot of penalties, is you guys do work harder than other teams. And it is, you know, it's tough. But Holt, what about you?
Well, I'd have to say I think my favorite is the neutral zone regroup, back and forth 3 times, and you go in 5-on-2.
Yeah.
When that's pulled off quite nicely, it looks just like a symphony on ice when you can do the regroup 3 times and then break in on a 5-on-2. And
it is the same in a game when you see them go D to D up to the wing and we get it deep and we go get it and it just happens like that. And you're like, whoa.
It looks nice when it all comes together. So that would be one of my favorites.
Okay. I think I'm still in the same order. Cole, how about you?
Probably the 3-on-2.
Yeah. 3-on-2 down the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. Yeah. And you're a good D-man, dude. You're a steady D-man that can move the puck, and I could see how you like that. You can get it out when you get it, and you get to try and stop them. How about you, Jacob?
I'd say it's either the four blue lines or any defense versus forward drill, like either when they're breaking into our zone or we're breaking out. Just have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, I remember one time you told me that you like the drills you shoot in, but yeah. How about you, Dalt?
Probably the four blue lines.
Really, eh? The four blue lines really hitting home here with the fellas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always nice when we have two goalies instead of one, isn't it, when we do that?
Yeah, I don't like shooting on that fake net. You can just, like,
who does? Yeah, who does? I agree. Mr. McGock?
Probably the four blue lines.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeepers. Well, Now I know. You always got to review your coaching performances, right? Now I know what the people want. but I don't have much else. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Before yeah, Brent, you forgot about me.
Okay, sorry, Dylan. You had your hand up this whole time. My bad.
Yeah, the four blue lines.
Oh, I never even asked you?
He already said it.
Dylan, what's her name?
Yeah, Dylan, what's your name?
Anyways. Okay. Anyways. No, I'm really looking forward to the playoffs. Like, it has been a great ride, and I think that's why it's gone by so fast is I couldn't be luckier with the coaching staff I have with Holt and Daddy Humper and then Jared. Like, I honestly, you look around some minor hockey teams, not everybody's as fortunate as what we have with our team. They don't have the talent. They don't have the right people. They don't have the talent and skill levels that you guys do. And, like, honestly, in life, you don't get that many chances to have a team like we do. And I think we should go out there and do it. I think we should go out there and smash everybody. And they can listen to this episode and hear me say that. And they can put it up on their board before the game. I want to play everybody's best. Because I think that the group we have here is the best. And if anybody wants to challenge us, feel free.
Let's go.
Right?
Agreed.
Does anybody have anything else to say? And this has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with the Concordant Canucks and Wally.
2 Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. 2 Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Concordant, Sandrewski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I introduce you to another Shed guy. And remember, kids, when it is fun. 2 Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. 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 Throw me some chocolate, please.